Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. North Dakota U.S. Senator Kevin Cramer issued a statement last week on the U.S. Department of Agriculture announcing ag producers may start to sign up for natural disaster assistance beginning on September 11th. Here's what the senator had to say.
Well, with so many North Dakota producers from different parts of our state greatly impacted by natural disasters this year, this is really welcome news. I so appreciate Secretary Perdue, who's always working to protect our agricultural community when it's negatively impacted by farming disruptions that have nothing to do with the farmer themselves. And I look forward to working with him and with our producers to make sure that they're able to access this important assistance.
These funds are made available as a result of the disaster supplemental package Senator Cramer supported and Congress passed earlier this year. Natural Resources Conservation Service Chief Matthew Lohr says his agency is helping farmers wrestle with those natural disasters.
One of the best things that we do as an agency is really to be able to help landowners in times of need, and the Wetland Reserve Enhancement Partnership is really one of those programs that can come in and assist our producers after some type of disaster. We've seen with floods and wildfires and tornadoes that can devastate farms and communities. This is just another tool that producers that are in flooded areas that decide that they want to place permanent conservation easements on their wetlands can be able to assist them and help them better their operation.
As farmers prepare for the harvest season, the United Soybean Board says one thing to prioritize is the management of foreign materials and harvested grains. Foreign materials, or FM, can be anything from soybean pods to rocks and weeds, according to USB past chair Lewis Bainbridge.
Foreign material would be anything other than soybean seeds in their shipments. In this part of the world, our biggest issue would be soybean pods to separate them out. So obviously the main concern is the weed seeds, though.
Bainbridge says keeping foreign materials out of harvested soybeans is a matter of quality for U.S. soybean customers.
We want to give our customers, the processors and end users, the quality that they want and deserve. So rather than having a bunch of FM in there, we want to make sure that we can get the best quality that possible to these folks. So that's the main concern. We don't want to have contamination from weed seeds or other FM.
Bainbridge says there are many things farmers can do during harvest to limit the amount of foreign materials in harvested soybeans.
Make sure your combine is maintained properly and you do the best you can on the settings. And cleaning things up in between fields, too. One of the last things we can do is make sure that we look ahead for the next planting season. If you have a lot of weed seed, you might want to consider just leaving them lay on top, and Mother Nature will deteriorate most of those. So there's a number of things that we as farmers can do to help the process.
The USB also suggests that farmers consider using a pre-harvest herbicide or manual weed removal to help prevent weed seeds and foreign material from appearing and spreading. And the Spiritwood Energy Park Association said it'll be looking for another business partner to build a $287 million soybean processing plant in North Dakota after a judge's ruling gave the group a path to end its contract with the North Dakota Soybean Processors. The soybean group filed a lawsuit in August after the Jamestown-based energy park pulled out of the deal with the soybean group. A Cass County judge granted a temporary restraining order back in August 13th because he said the soybean processors had a substantial probability of prevailing in a lawsuit. But another Cass County judge thought otherwise on Thursday and lifted the order. The energy park announced on July 24th that it was terminating its agreement with the soybean processors following a judge's ruling. Officials with the North Dakota Soybean Processors have declined comments so far. The group's website is still promoting the project and courting investors. This is Inside Agriculture.